So the city of Aspen and the people who support the city keeping these conditional water rights have said that if they were to relinquish these water rights, that it would leave Castle and Maroon Creeks vulnerable. Can you explain what would happen to Castle and Maroon Creeks, or what might happen to Castle and Maroon Creeks if the city were to abandon these conditional rights?
The shorter answer is that nothing would happen to Castle and Maroon Creeks if the city were to give up these conditional water rights. What's, I think, important to understand about conditional water rights, and these conditional water rights specifically, is that they can only be used for one thing alone right now, and that is to fill a 170-foot dam on Castle Creek and a 155-foot dam on Maroon Creek. So in order for that water right to really exist, a dam on Castle Creek and a 155-foot dam on Maroon Creek, both of which would flood Wilderness, they have to be constructed, they have to be filled with water, and then water has to be put to, what we say in the water world, put to beneficial use. So it has to be delivered to the city of Aspen for municipal use.
So some of the supporters of these rights have said that it would be reckless of the city to abandon these water rights without having a separate plan in place. Do you agree with that? Do you think that's true?
Well, I would suggest that no, it's not true. Conditional water right does not protect those rivers from outside entities, for example, a Front Range water provider from coming in and filing a water right. Those water rights, if the city were to walk away from them, cancel them, abandon them, they cannot be swept up by some other entity. They just go away because fundamentally that water doesn't exist because it's not being put to beneficial use. At one point, there were hundreds of conditional water rights throughout the state, and many have been abandoned in recent years by entities like the Colorado River District and Denver Water with absolutely no consequences. Our interest is ensuring that wild rivers like Castle Maroon Creek remain that way, and that we don't dam them, and that kind of on a bigger scale, that we don't have this as an example of how we build community resilience to climate change by throwing kind of concrete structures and water storage at it. And we don't think that's appropriate. We think that community resilience is ultimately going to depend on preserving our wild places like Castle Maroon Creek.